Welcome back to Not Fast with Furious, episode 22. Joined here by Travis Kramer. Jay's absent tonight. I am Zach, obviously. Let's just get into it.
Get up here. Get ass up there, Rocket. Atta boy. Okay, alright.
Is there ever going to be a time where we get through the intro without it being talked over?
I'm sorry.
Is that ever going to happen?
Here's the thing. I feel it's like part at of the this intro point, this it's going to be part
yeah,
of the
intro. Yeah, I know. We're committed now.
Because at this point, it picked up the tip-tappy, the tip-tappy.
Yeah, Rocket's pitter-patter.
Before we actually get in onto anything, the most important thing that we have to establish is, one, we're building a parade float for this upcoming
Saturday. Definitely start on that.
Yeah, we're going to definitely start on that because the St. Patrick's Day Parade, Not Fast, Just Furious, will be in the parade. If you do listen to the podcast, watch the podcast, we have stickers now. Some Not Fast, Just Furious logo stickers, completely free. So if you run into us, you know us, send us a DM. Reach out to us.
Which we need to find a good store setup where we can set these up, because we've been using a certain one that we've talked about previously, and I do not like the website. It seems like we're trying to make our own logos and stuff, and it seems like it's just not user friendly, and it seems like you have to have certain software. I don't know what it is. It's just not working out for us.
If you guys have any
and if anyone's got any suggestions on that, maybe they've done this by themselves previously, or maybe we're open to it. We need to figure something out.
Like we have the logo. We just need to make sure we can put it on T-shirts here's the thing. Reason Teespring. Teespring isn't nearly user-friendly to us. So we're trying to figure some new things. So it is what it is. But last night, I put this on a rundown right when you said, take notes, Kramer, for this. You guys, Arthur... I never watched Arthur growing up.
I didn't either.
So I don't understand why. I don't know what the fuck it's called.
I saw bits and pieces. It's called Arthur.
Where did that come from? Yeah. That's from you.
My brother JC shipped
it. This Jekyll Hyde thing.
Jekyll Hyde.
If you've never seen it, just go to YouTube and look up Arthur Jekyll Hyde. I know all the words.
Yeah, no, this freaking Travis is like, all right, we're going to keep playing this until you get this damn question right.
Yeah, I have a quiz. Make people watch it. Ask them what allegory means. And they better know word for word what the fuck allegory means.
And I actually gave you word for word somewhat. And the only thing, when I hear the word allegory, I think of Fun Farm. Not Fun Farm. Animal Farm. Animal Farm. I don't know why I said Fun Farm. But
it's an allegory.
That was stupid. It's stupid as hell. Like, I don't understand, like, how the hell does that come out of your childhood?
Would you like to watch the video again?
We actually could, since it's actually outdated at this point. We could actually play it over this, but I mean,
let's just throw a link in the.
I make descriptions. I kind of feel like not putting links in there, but that's just me. I could.
Let's tweet it out. Compromise.
You can tweet it out. How about that, bud?
I will tweet it out on the official account.
But it was ridiculous. It was ridiculously stupid. And if anybody ever listens to that damn thing, I could see how jingles like that could get stuck in your head. It's kind of like, oh, it's that certain song stuck in your head right now, which...
It was, honestly, for me, the part that stuck with me, the kid drinks suntan lotion as part of his potion. It's a kid's show, and they're saying this kid made some weird potion with all the stuff he found around his house and just drank it.
So, therefore, because, I mean, this was made in, what, the 90s? Early 90s, possibly? Was Arthur made in the early 90s?
Early 90s? No.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
There's no way. Yeah. It's a 90s show. I have a great feeling it's a 90s show.
Yeah, it's a show for 90s kids made in the early 2000s.
But, I mean you could kind of, SpongeBob kind of bordered the line. Because they're 99, but they also made, like, some good references to stuff for older audience people. But Arthur's a kid's show. Like, why are they as a kid... Knowing you, us susceptible things, would you try suntan lotion?
Would I drink it?
Would you drink suntan lotion? Yeah. I would, but as a kid, do you think
if you do a shot of it, it makes you feel kind of like, but like.
I don't think any point in my life.
It's probably got some tang to it.
Would have drank suntan.
1996
lotion.
Is when the first season came out. I told you the 90s, but
I never
early
watched
90s.
That.
You said early 90s.
I said early 90s, but it's
the show came out before I was born.
Actually, I was born in 96, so therefore.
Damn, you're old.
You're old.
24
old tits.
24 old tits. Saggy titties. Call me old tits. Oh my gosh, we quote
Pawnee's the coolest.
We quote Always Sunny way too fucking much. But yeah, no, this Arthur bullshit, that I just wanted to actually talk about that real quick. But I can also pose a question to this. What's the earliest show you remember watching as a kid? That just popped in my head right now. Me as a memory, like just remember, like
mine might be SpongeBob.
Mine's Dora, Bob the Builder, or SpongeBob. But then again, I also watched ESPN as a kid.
I know mine.
What is it?
The Land Before Time with the dinosaurs.
Oh shoot! Yeah, okay, all right, all right.
That's a good one.
That's a real good one.
Oh yeah.
But like I could actually like physically me sitting down watching Bob the Builder before school though.
Are you a carpenter now?
No, I mean, I'm not Travis, but.
Yeah, I watched all kinds of Bob the Builder growing up. That's how I made it here.
That's how you made it here.
Yeah.
It's actually quite badass. If you couldn't do it, Wendy can. Is that what the thing is?
I have no idea. I didn't ever watch Disney shows or anything.
That's Nickelodeon. I watched Nickelodeon more than Disney.
Yes, he can.
I mean, I watched Zorro as a kid, too. It was like the old stuff that they would play like on Disney Rewind. Disney Rewind was badass back in the day.
Do you guys ever have like the cable box where the channels went up like 600 and you could watch all kinds of crazy cartoons? I remember there was a Jackie Chan
cartoon. I live on Cartoon Network though. That was actually a damn good cartoon.
Was really Jackie Chan voice actor.
Yeah, no, I mean, he probably all did the stunts too, all the animated stuff with it as well. But there was like this card game I had with all like that Jackie Chan. What the fuck is that? What is that damn... Sorry, we're going straight.
I legit think it's just called Jackie Chan.
I don't think it's called Jackie Chan.
I guarantee his name is in the title in some form.
Jackie Chan cartoon. Cartoon show. Jackie Chan Adventures.
So creative.
That's fucking good. Oh, that's awesome. Jackie Chan Adventures.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you there, Rocco.
What is he doing? He's just like...
That's Rocco though. But yeah, no, I just wanted to hit on that real quick. But you guys are fucking idiots. But then again, we're all fucking idiots.
I thrive on it.
Want to do my thing next?
Let's do it, yeah.
Okay. Ann Herbert, she was the vice president of Nike.
Okay.
Her son is Joe Herbert. And he had been made his own business, like West Coast Streetwear, where he was reselling shoes. What he was doing is he was using his mom's credit card, and he went to Bloomberg, like the news source, and said, hey, I want you guys to do like an article on me because I'm this amazing entrepreneur who's reselling shoes, and I'm very successful. Well, he calls. The caller ID shows Ann Herbert, who's his mom, because his mom pays his phone bill. And they were like, hold on a minute. This is the vice president of Nike's son. Well, this goes on. Hey, stop that. And, anyways, so this kid was using his mom's discount and bypassing sneaker app drops.
Oh, shit.
And they're saying he was getting between 15 and 20% of stock of every shoe that's dropped in like the past 6 to 12 months.
So he's screwing the system.
He was making $250,000 a month reselling shoes. You can find pictures of his warehousing. He had so many pairs of shoes. He was having to store them on his deck outside his mom's house.
Are you shitting?
Because he was getting that many pairs and reselling
them.
She stepped down.
Well, so, I mean, you would have to.
As the vice president.
Dude, her son screwed her.
The kid was using his mom's credit card and her discount to buy shoes. And then he was reselling them and just pocketing the difference and called it a business. And then he reached out to a news source and was like, I'm an amazing entrepreneur.
Is this kid stupid or is he stupid?
Does he keep doing it if he doesn't reach out to the news source?
I mean, oh, clearly, if you're making money off of it and she's making money off of it,
like,
oh, you keep doing
it. How much longer does he get away with it?
Well, how long has he been doing it?
I mean, 6 to 12 months, they say.
So, I mean, that's...
They know how long he's had his business. I don't remember the time frame. But they don't know how long you've been doing that.
That's ridiculous. I don't understand.
Yeah, 15 to 20% of stock of every shoe that dropped, he was getting. And he was getting it before it dropped, so then he was able to sell out at an inflated price.
Because it's not even out yet.
Yes.
Yeah, first off, one, that's really fishy if you actually have the shoe before it even has it out.
Depends who you are.
Yeah, but
I can see how people like to demo things. It's kind of like testing out a like a video game before it drops, and like you can sell it that way. Like, oh yeah, I have it. I'll just sell it to you real quick before it even comes out. Mm-hmm. But it's still like beta version of it. But still, you're doing it with shoes. You would think it's material.
Well, but guys like Brad Hall and Seth Fowler and all these guys, they will get these shoes given to them early to review, and then also like other celebrities, like people will get this stuff early. Like Yeezy 450s, they dropped this morning, which I got them. It was sweet.
Hell yeah!
But last week, I was looking into them because I was like, what's resale going to be? Because I'm not going to fucking get these. How much am I going to have to pay? There was like 20-some pairs sold on StockX before they even came out. And they were selling from about $700 to like $1,500.
But isn't that kind of shady for the people to sell them after like the people that they trust, like, oh, to review the shoes? Isn't that kind of shady, you would think?
I mean, someone's going to pay it. I think it's kind of crazy to think that someone like Seth Fowler or one of them, and I'm not talking shit on these dudes because this is totally fine, but I think it's crazy to believe that they would get this shoe given to them by a company just to sell it for profit.
Which is kind
of... And then also, they're getting the shoe early enough to make a video on the hype item that's coming up. Then they're going to make money off the monetization as well.
So, I mean, at this point right now, they're just making money just like at...
Hand over fist for no reason. Just because of their name. Which, I mean, again, I respect it. I'm not talking shit on anybody, but
no, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But, I mean, that's kind of... I think, to me personally...
It sounds really fishy.
Sketchy is actually a great word for it. It's just you're selling something that's not even out yet at an inflated price, and, like, the retailer is going to sell it at the price. Like, say it's, like, $225, but yet these people are selling for $500. It's kind of, I mean...
No, they retailed for $200, and they were... I think the cheapest pair I saw sold was 9.5s. Which won't fit me, obviously. And they were $743. There was a pair sold in my size, because you have to size up half on these. It says on the website. A size 11, I believe the cheapest one I saw was like $1,300.
So then again, I'm also a guy that I like not ordering shoes. I like going to like a shoe store in order to get shoes. Like I want to try the shoe on before I actually want to buy it. That makes sense. But then again, if you already order the shoe online, you know for a fact no one's put their foot in it.
That happened though. Because you know what Kanye West did with Yeezy, right? You heard about that?
No.
He signed a $2 billion deal with Gap.
Okay.
So he's going to start selling... I think to my understanding what I've read is they're going to have still like the high-end Yeezy, like he's selling on drops, but they're also going to be... Gaps are now going to be like Yeezy supply stores. So he's going to have like a affordable...
I thought Yeezy was Adidas.
See, I'm not sure the logistics on that.
So, I feel like as like... It's because he's like a private owner now of just...
He sold... Adidas owns Yeezy, but he's on the chair. He's like a board member on Adidas now.
Honestly, I think if Adidas is still getting a cut out of it, I don't think Adidas would even care at this
point. Which I'm not sure the logistics on that. But like Gaps are now going to be like basically Yeezy pop-up stores.
I haven't been to a Gap in so
long. I haven't seen a Gap as far as I know.
There's a Gap in Kansas City.
I'm sure there is, but...
That has to be.
Hey, how about this? There's a pop-up store of Yeezy.
Well, it's going to be permanent. It's supposed to start in 2021.
It's like, so they're just putting pretty much the...
Like, he's basically taking control of it. Like, the first one's in Chicago. Like, it's clothing. Like, he's taking over the Gap store. And it's like, it's their resource, but he gets to fill it.
I know, we're gonna go to a Gap.
And I'm down for it.
I'm down for it.
It's supposed to be like, price isn't going to change much from what Gap is now.
Well, I mean, Gap's kind of expensive anyways.
Because that's where it started from, because when Kanye...
Why is clothing so expensive? Why are shoes so expensive?
Because they can be.
I'm not the guy to ask about that.
Like, I mean, granted, people will pay for all this stuff, but you don't have to. Like, I'm pretty sure this Bud Light tank top, road tank I'm wearing right now, how much thick is this?
Only this? I guarantee I paid 1,000 times what this cost to make, probably.
This, I got honestly. Walmart for like $10.
I'm willing to bet these are 300-400% markup. Like, that's how it is. And he could not be fucking louder. He's
chugging that water.
He could not be louder.
Rocco's doing his own thing.
He's out of food. He's about to start fucking knocking his bowl around.
The thing about Rocco is he's badass.
He does what he wants.
Yeah, come on to talk about that. I just think it's kind of a funny story. Like, how just stupid. I mean, granted, the kid probably won't know better. He ain't probably.
How old is this kid?
18, 19.
This kid is dumb as rocks.
He's like, old enough to know better.
Exactly.
Kid ain't probably ever faced adversity in his life, though. I mean, you don't have to be very bright.
You don't have to if you're...
His mom's been the vice president of Nike for 10 years.
I'm like, that's... You probably... I bet she is pissed.
Oh, she lost her... I mean, she's done.
Oh, yeah. No, she's... Yeah, there's nothing she can do.
Rocco!
What the hell's Rocco doing?
What's wrong with you, buddy? Come here. Come on.
Come on, stupid. That's ridiculous. Before we're... we'll get to our Urban Legend here shortly. But our... there's this video going along in the NBA right now. I think it's the Milwaukee Bucks. And you know how there's, like, all these cameras that's, like, kiss cams and, like in between. Like, say, like, even go to the baseball games, like, they're in between innings. Like, they're always looking at the cameras and stuff. But there's a hand sanitizer cam for the Milwaukee Bucks. And it does not look like it's shooting hand sanitizer at. You know what? It's shooting something.
It's kind of hot.
But... I was talking with this one of my coworkers, and it's like, I mean, you could easily like do something very sexualized with this squirting bottle of white stuff shooting at you on camera, but it's, of course, it's not real stuff shooting at you because it's camera wise. But
I don't even know what you're referencing.
I think you do. I think I'm painting a pretty good picture at this point.
All I hear is that the Bucks are trying to encourage you to get your sanitization in.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, granted, you need a hand sanitizer. Sanitized stuff is always, keep your hands clean that way. But I don't know how many times have you guys been to a sporting event, but have you ever been, like, on, like, the jumbo screen, like, stuff?
I never have. Well, actually, I was in state basketball when we went, like, high school, but that's about it.
Yeah, but I'm assuming
that... Not a real sporting event, though, not, like, a professional.
I've been on one at the... Kaufman, like, very young age, because they show kids on jumbotrons. Not just more
flinging his ass over there.
Not more like older adults, unless you're drunk and being an idiot or dancing on.
Well, I mean, that should be on there every time, though.
Clearly, but one thing, when I was probably, I was teenagers, early teenagers. Maybe I was 12. I didn't even be teenagers. At a Cardinals game at Busch Stadium, they had the kiss cam, and this one guy and this one gal were popped on their screen. The dude threw his hands up in the air, started like screaming, grabbed the girl's head and just shoved it right down to his jaw. Like, it was pretty damn entertaining and hilarious that it happened. As soon as that happened, they switched off real quick. But the fact that happened and was shown on there on the big screen, priceless. So I don't know if it's just, when we go to Royals games, boys, let's try to get on the jumbotron.
Oh yeah, I need to buy a jersey.
I mean, you don't have to buy a jersey.
I already bought a jersey, and they sent me my fucking money back.
I'm just going to go shirtless.
Hey, hold on,
chest blue.
There you go. I probably wore the opposing team's colors or uniform or whatever it is. But who was the person you got, though? Because he's not even a Royal anymore.
I couldn't buy a Matt Harvey Royal jersey.
The Dark Knight.
So I decided I was going to have one custom made. They just sent me my money back a week later. Like, they just protested the making of this jersey, I guess. Like,
I mean, Matt Harvey did not have a good season with the Royals. But he's a Baltimore Oriole now. Do you want to get an Oriole shirt for him?
No, I'm over it. I'm going to find a new player that I know nothing about to be obsessed with.
You should do Bubic.
It has to happen naturally.
Best thing to come out of Baltimore is the Ravens.
Huh?
Best thing to come out of Baltimore is the Ravens. Hands down.
Name three Ravens players.
No.
Name one.
No.
You know one.
You at least know one.
You know one.
Think of something. Think of a random name. It might even be on team.
You have to know at least one Ravens player.
You got to, Zach. We're sorry to put you on the spot.
You say his name all the time.
It's me on the spot.
Lamar Jackson?
I have never uttered the words Lamar Jackson.
Just move on.
All right.
Rocco's trying to hunt me.
No, he's trying to detain you. You won't pet him. Dude, he's going to be an asshole. All
right, one more before we get to the Urban Legend. This kind of falls in the line on
sports.
You're
not eating a bottle cap.
We don't have a true sports world this week, but like what we
are
have...
Are we going to consider it a sports world or an Urban Legend? I need to know what
this is. This is an Urban Legend. We'll do it after this Kentucky thing.
Okay.
But there's a Kentucky bill that is probably soon to be passed that would allow high school seniors to repeat a year of eligibility in football. There's some high schools in Kentucky were eligible to, like, actually play this season because, I mean, it's a COVID year, so, I mean, you could put an asterisk by everything. But they're allowing the seniors who are probably now freshmen in college to, you know, they can repeat a year. So, this is stupid. If you are a high schooler, then just get the hell out of high school. High school was fun while it lasted, but your better years are off after you.
Oh, I disagree.
Depends who you are.
Exactly. If this was offered to me, and I could have done another year on the bench, for JV soccer. I had a dog.
Look at him. Rocco's trying to, like...
He's pissed!
I don't know. Why is he so pissed?
I don't know why he's so worked up right now. He's kind of pissing me off, though.
In the tank.
No, I've never heard peaked in high school harder than wanting to go back another year.
That's a fifth-year senior. Like, that's like the... You know how the people say super seniors?
Yeah, that is like, the ultimate super senior.
But then I had this question, though. Like, say if you were a senior that year, you couldn't play football, and you, you know, have to work. You gotta work, because it's like, you think about it, like, hey, I wasn't able to play that final year of my senior year. It's now year 2030. Can that guy go back to playing football since
it lasts forever?
Like, he's like, you don't opt in for that.
I haven't begun to peak, and you're 30 years old.
This dude's a 30-year-old bully, like 16, 17.
No, I feel like the people who do that would save it for their midlife crisis. Just go back there, try to dominate, feel young again.
But this is stupid as hell. Like, I would not do this. I would not do this for baseball. I would not do it for soccer. Only two sports I played in high school. I would not go back to do it, even if it was that year. Like, I'm getting out of here because
You only go back to play football, right? You don't have to, like...
At this point, it's just football.
But you don't have to, like, actually do any schooling.
That's the weird part, because wouldn't you
think... Like, you're just there for practice and...
Exactly. So how is that even legal? Because, like, you would have to think, like, are you taking college classes? Because, therefore, you're classified as a college freshman.
I'm just going to do it now and take my extra year. Because I'd be buy everybody beer, so I'd be, like, the coolest dude in high school.
You'd be the coolest dude in high school on the team, everything like that. Then
I'd be the best kicker, and I'd just be... actually be a shitty kicker.
No, just be the backup quarterback. That's the best job.
Dude, I want to be a backup quarterback.
I'd be a good kicker.
I'd be a good kicker as well.
You'd be backup kicker.
Yeah, behind Zach.
I'll be the punter.
You'll be the whole placeholder for Zach.
I'll be the placeholder. I could be Tommy Townsend.
I don't think he even knows what that is.
But. I don't.
So, person who holds the ball when they kick field goals.
Oh, no, I would just...
No, Kramer's that guy.
No, I toss it up in the air and punt it.
Oh, like you have...
Oh, so you want to be a punter?
No, I want to do all the kicking.
That's not how football works.
That's not how football... There's I mean, high school-wise, usually the quarterback is your kicker and punter.
Why?
At times. Because, I mean, there's really not athletic kids in high school, bud.
You never met Zach.
That's true. Zach is athletic. This is the first
time. I might have like, a negative amount of athletic ability.
We used to call him Quick as Frick back in high school.
I mean, he's got them swimmer legs, which I thoroughly, like, that's good job, bud.
No, they would call me Quick as Frick when I was on crutches. It was kind of fucked up.
This is not true. This is a nickname he gave himself after high school.
Well, I started describing things as Quick as Frick, and you guys did too.
Can you actually give yourself a nickname? Like, can you give yourself...
People
a
do. I mean...
I did not give myself a nickname.
You should.
What? Because, I mean, Tigro, where'd that come from? Just your name?
My name's Travis, and my last name's Gromoski, so Tigro.
Yeah, but who called you Tigro the first time?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know who called me any of my nicknames.
That one.
Yeah.
That one dude.
I'm going to marry that whore.
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
I love you did that. And then you just took the drink out of the puddle.
Yeah, just took a swig.
Oh, God. You
know, she is not the first person who called me that. She called me that because that was my Snapchat name, which I didn't even know that until she called me that. I was like, what?
And she is an avid listener of the podcast, so you know who you are.
I don't think she is.
Not anymore?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh, that's actually... the funny thing is...
Now that we mention her, we'll see her tonight.
Clearly, it actually might happen, to be honest. To be fair, it actually might happen. But I'm not going back to repeat a year of high school to play high school football if I missed my opt out or my opt in.
I'm not.
Like, get over it. Pull a finger out of your ass. Let's move on. You probably weren't good anyways. So don't think since you're 19 now you can go back and bully some kids. It's kind of like college football for instance. Like you can actually have fifth year seniors in college football.
You trying to be the water boy,
Bobby Boucher? That's a high quality H2O.
Jesus.
Let's hit up the Urban Legend trap. We can get this going real quick.
So I probably fucking just ate an entire bowl of food and then chugged a thing of water.
He butt chugged it.
Freaky as shit inside. Nothing but a stove in there. What I tell you, fucking nightmare zone.
Here we got an Urban Legend this week, which also is kind of doubling as our sports world. And this is mainly Well, I mean, I will actually be cool to talk about it too, but Baker Mayfield claims he saw a UFO. Which is the exact reason why I'm a proud owner of a Baker Mayfield jersey. I mean,
if you see it in the sky, and you don't know what it is. I mean, it's unidentified.
That's true.
It's not like he sees like the flying saucer going around there. Because I mean, all he saw was like a burst of light that was bright. He's like, oh, I saw a UFO. Because he was back in his hometown of Texas with his wife, and he's seen that. So it's like, okay, slow news day for Colin Cowherd. So he makes a big-ass spiel. Big-ass spiel saying, like, Terry Bradshaw, Ben Roethlisberger.
Which I don't know why he uses Terry Bradshaw. Yeah, if Terry Bradshaw's, like, the best quarterback to ever touch it. Big Ben.
Hey, he's probably a closet Steelers fan at this point in time. But then he even said Tom Brady. And Tom Brady actually replied back to him saying, how do you know I haven't seen a UFO? Like I haven't seen UFO. You don't know that I haven't seen a UFO, Colin. Like, come on now. But if Baker Mayfield's seen it, just show it. I mean, Baker Mayfield right now is known for his progressive commercials. I mean, his play on the field isn't all the way there.
Nah, Baker had a good year.
Baker had a good year to hand the ball off to Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
Baker had a good year.
Had a really good year that way, too, just by handing off. They had a great season. But if it that actually poses the question of, if your quarterback has seen a UFO, you're just going to be like, shut up? Or just be like, okay, that's kind of cool. It's pretty neat. Because, I mean, clearly, Chiefs fans are brainwashed with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is a good... He's probably the best quarterback in the NFL right now.
He's the best quarterback to ever touch a football, Kramer.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. He is. And if he would say there's a UFO, I'm pretty sure 95% of Kansas City will say, oh, yeah, I definitely seen a UFO. I wish I'd seen a UFO because, I mean, I haven't yet.
You might have.
I might have. But it's like, I feel like it's already something common that I see. If I see a UFO, I'm going to tell you guys.
I would hope so. I'd tell you guys.
Because, I mean, I'd hope I'd actually witnessed a... Hey, can you give me a beer as well, bud?
Me too, brother.
What do you want?
I know I'm wearing a Bud Light shirt, but I'll take another light.
Zachary?
What are the options? Bring me anything.
But with Baker Mayfield name, he needs more recognition on the name, and if it's happening to say that he's seen a UFO, fucking do it. Thank you, sir.
I want to go on a tangent here. Oh, shit.
You good?
I'm about busting my ass. Like I did last night.
I remember.
Oh, my God. Hold on. You weren't here. It was just me and Zach, because Maddie dropped us off.
Oh.
Couch up against the wall like it should be. I come in here. I'm trying to pull a classic one where I do this and plop on the couch.
I'll just say, so you took a bath.
Didn't make the couch.
Beat you straight out.
I went, leaned back, trying to like pop the couch. It just, boom, right on my back and looked over at Zach. He was like, you good? And I was like, dude, I thought that was going to be, like, comfy, like, boom, hit the couch. Dude, didn't even hit it. I mean, I was...
So you hit the ground.
You
took a fucking back bump, bud.
Oh, dude, it hurt.
You got super kicked.
Yeah, I mean...
The last time you took a bump, your elbow was fucked up for about a week and a half.
Yeah. But, on the alien deal, I was listening to Musk on Joe Rogan today, and I remember I've seen this previously where... It is a retired. He's a pilot. He's in the military.
Cannot, the guy with the glasses. I know exactly who you're
he
talking about.
Told the story.
I know what you're talking
where
about.
Where they found an unidentified aircraft that was flying high enough to where it was like questionable what it could have been.
Tic tac shaped.
And he said, the destination, like Joe Rogan. I remember hearing it previously from the guy because he was on Joe Rogan talking about it. And they didn't disclose the locations they were traveling, but the location the pilot was going to was like a 48-minute destination, and they watched that unidentified object travel there from that destination in like less than a minute, and then it disappeared.
Called the Super Hornet.
And he's went through multiple times, and like he's a big advocate for that, which I will say Musk completely denied. The idea of aliens on Joe Rogan, which actually very surprised me.
That's, are you fucking kidding me?
Completely denied it. Yeah, he said to his knowledge there are no aliens.
Did he say there are no aliens or to his knowledge there are no aliens?
To my knowledge there are no aliens.
Okay, so he's still open to it.
He's open. He believes, because he talked a lot about,
what's his name?
Like, he believes.
This guy, right?
Yeah. Because he talked about Mars, and like he was saying like he like believes that Mars probably was like a big civilization at one point. Like these planets, what happens is they get to the point where they either destroy the planet or something breaks out, and then the people destroy the planet, and they have nowhere else to go, so that's why he's a big Mars advocate.
And I mean, at this point, with talk about that with the world probably doing it to itself. Because I mean, there's a good. I mean, planets can do that. Like they're planets.
It's an ecosystem.
At the end of the day, it is. And like I mean, there's wind on Mars. There used to be water on Mars, so I can see how it could be a failed planet or not planet, like a failed Earth.
Mm-hmm.
If that's how you want to put it together that way. So it's just UFOs, I believe, are real.
Same.
And they could be just Area 51 people covering shit up like they usually do, or it's actually legit weird unidentified phenomenon that is like a tic-tac shape that is like I call it a super horn or a super tack or whatever it's freaking called. That is, hold on, I just had it pulled up. It's out of this world super hornet. So,
you got a picture of it? Is it a render of it?
It's not a render of it. It's actually, because I mean, this thing's been on, the thing that Travis was talking about has been on Fox News, CTV, more Fox News, CNN. So, I mean, here's a 2-minute clip of it. This is on Anderson Cooper. Now, you can watch that while we talk about it. But if Baker Mayfield's a UFO, he saw a fucking UFO. Don't argue it.
I mean, I'm not willing to
slow news day in sports. That's why they need to talk about it.
I'm not willing to rule it out. I mean,
and Baker Mayfield probably smokes pot too. So I mean,
who doesn't?
It's a good answer.
That's great.
I don't know. Like, a Musk on Joe Rogan is very good though. If you haven't listened to that, I'd really recommend listening to that.
Both of them.
Yeah, both of them.
If you're looking for a podcast to listen to after this podcast, because we podcast weekly. It's the Joe Rogan podcast. He's really good. He's not a friend of the show yet, but we're working on it.
Yeah. It's just pretty funny. Musk is just, I mean, they're just drinking. I mean, he gets fucked up. The last, 45 minutes, you can tell he's fucked up. And, I mean, it's funny. He's there somehow, he's been playing, they're talking about neurological chips, and he's like, I've been playing Cyberpunk a lot, and it's just too close to home. Like, Musk is just fragging his ass off at home.
So, when does he have time to frag?
I have no idea.
Like, this dude, I would love to take it. Three people right now that you would love to have a beer with. Elon Musk has to be one of them. Even if he's not there to drink with you, he's just there to chill and talk.
Oh, he drinks.
To you.
He drinks.
Oh, yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, if he doesn't want to, I don't want to go out to this establishment.
Because he was even joking. He was like, so the first hour is whiskey. What's the second hour? And Joe Rogan was like, weed is illegal in Texas.
Well, yeah.
Buddy, stop being an asshole.
That's Rocco the... The mascot, which, is he going to attend the parade?
No. He gets too anxious.
He'll just piss everywhere.
Yeah, he'll piss everywhere and he'll get scared and start shaking. Like,
well, that's why we're using the throwaway couch.
I don't want to use a throwaway couch.
Yeah, we're
using
it.
Hmm?
That's a good parade float item.
We'll figure it out.
No, yeah. Hey, if you would like this on YouTube, or you can just comment us, if you would like to see us build said float, that's going to take us...
When are we going to build said float? Because we have, a week base. Less than a week
now. We're starting it tomorrow.
And what? I actually haven't even got the trailer yet. I need to confirm
the trailer.
You need to
confirm the trailer right now.
If it comes to, we'll drive Trav's truck and party in the bed of the truck.
I mean, clearly that's what a parade is, right?
Oh, yeah.
As long as we need to get the fucking flag done. That's the thing. I think we just might as well spray paint it. I mean, that material was $5. So
just get some letter stencils. We got the spray paint.
That's true. Gold spray paint. Honestly, I think we should do black since it's a white flag because it's going to show up more. Yeah, it's a white flag. It's going to show up better. But then we can obviously at the end of it spray paint a box around it. So it's
what if we spray paint the white flag black and use the gold to spray paint the letters?
I'm not spray painting it black.
Why?
That's a waste of paint.
That's gonna look like shit.
That's gonna look very bad, Zach.
You guys are destroying my creativity right now.
You know what, Zach? Order a flag on Amazon right now. It's gonna be here in 2 days if you have Prime.
I do.
And then we can have two flags.
But leading up to next Saturday.
That's next Saturday, boys.
That's scary to say.
Less than 6 days after this podcast goes out. Like, we gotta get that shit done.
To be fair. Probably all the decorations minus the flag.
Clearly, that's actually true. And we just need to, get more, cardboard or
poster board.
I plan on, putting, my ideas
Here's the thing I have to say about this flat trailer. It's not a flat trailer, actually. It has walls. So we can basically just put stuff or like build walls that are attached to the rails on the side.
Exactly. It says not fast, just
and
furious.
Do whatever there. So like
we just need to get shit built around it, and that's we're done. And that's it. And make sure it's legible for people to see and realize that. Oh, that's not fast, just furious. They're a fucking podcast. These guys are fucking stooges. Because I mean, we are.
And we need candy.
I'm gonna crowd surf.
You are?
Yeah.
I fuck with it.
It's gonna be really cool.
We're gonna put Zach on. Zach's gonna walk around in a blazer.
Zach won't want to do it. He wants me to do it.
Zach, you should do it.
I'll decide day of. I don't care.
You're a wild card.
We can tag team it if we need to.
But
yeah, no, it's we're gonna have some great content coming after the thing. But we can live stream us building the shit and
actually
things
hold on.
Going down. I gotta,
we're kind of winging it right now. Let me go do something.
Okay. We have candy though. I printed off like 30 pages of it says not fast, just furious podcast. We're gonna tape it to the candy. Said candy.
Did
so,
you print these off at work?
I printed them. They're in the back back here.
But
so everything is all set in stone to where we just gotta cut them out.
If you printed them at your workplace, that is unethical workplace behavior.
No, I didn't print off my workplace.
Okay.
I have a printer at home.
Better.
So
one of few.
Every so. That, and if you're at the parade and you say, holy shit, it's not Fast Just Furious crew, and if you want a sticker, we'll have stickers. It's like kind of like asking us, you want an aspirin? I mean, therefore, aspirin, but no, that's it. Always Sunny reference.
I was going to open up the stuff I bought to wear.
Will you have it?
I don't know where it's at.
Is it over at the,
I don't think so.
Is that your neighbor's house?
I think I brought it over.
Maybe.
Because you all know that if there is food ordered here to Travis's dwelling, it's going to be at the neighbor's house. So good luck trying to find what you're going to wear. There's the stuff I put in Travis's truck, the clovers and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's still in the back of his truck. I wasn't actually going to grab it, but I was more worried about where my wallet was at, so everything...
Fair enough.
Is that... Sorry. Are you about to do an unboxing thing of what your outfit's going to be? Let's fucking go. Get your ass over here. This is it. Hey, this is what podcast is about. Spot.
I'm gonna be totally honest with you.
You don't know what's
inside. I don't even remember what I ordered. I was fucked up that night when I ordered all this.
I don't have a knife. I know Zach probably. Oh, you got a knife. That's not a knife. This one, life.
Steve Irwin.
That's Steve.
You gotta cut. You always want to cut towards yourself when you open boxes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what OSHA prefers. Okay. All right, let's see what's going on here.
OSHA, stay out of my way.
Alright.
The box is open, by the way. Don't pop that. Don't pop it.
Well, I got some glasses.
Okay, alright. I
those
see
are
you.
Pretty bad
those are actually pretty sick. You should wear them tonight.
What is this shit? What is this?
Where's the knife?
I need
the knife again.
This is so stupid for people who aren't watching the video version.
That's why I'm talking about it. If you switch over to YouTube if you want to watch at this point, we're at. We're about 50 minutes in.
This is getting me excited for my Tom Stefanik mystery boxes ever fucking show up. So I can
and everything, around. That's not even coming up yet.
Oh, hey, here's a shot glass.
Oh, we have some shot
glasses? I guess I got shot glasses.
Why'd you buy shot glasses?
Oh, my suspenders!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
And you're wearing jorts, correct?
We'll see what the weather does.
The first item are some...
Yeah, here's
Shamrock
my suspender.
Sunglasses. The lenses are actually
what
Shamrocks.
What are these?
They're suspenders, Bozo.
How do they do work?
This one goes on your back. These two go around your shoulders in the front.
You can adjust it.
Yeah.
Rocket.
He's got
shut
some
up.
Green suspenders. They have some shamrocks on them. These
this
last
is,
items are looking
this,
pretty.
This is so stupid. Ah, need the knife.
No, you don't. Use your teeth. Get in there.
No.
That's a hat.
Damn right it's a hat.
Now, I might understand that this is a big leprechaun-style hat.
Oh, there's more glasses.
And some beer.
I now have two pairs.
Those are beer sunglasses, bud.
Dude, this is kind of sick, actually.
Pop it on.
Pop them on. I hate
like
that
kinda...
fucking texture. I can just look at it and I know I hate it.
You hate the felt type shit?
I hate the felt.
You look dynamite. You need to wear those over the...
These are like polarized, so it makes everything really
Fred,
bright.
You wear those and you have those in your shirt.
Yeah, these are polarized.
What is this? So I'm putting on the. You could probably game in these.
Yeah, these are honestly pretty sick.
You get beads?
Yeah, I'm hoping to see some boobies. So
that's how you get.
Yeah,
them.
There's all the beads.
That's how you do.
That
it.
That was really stupid.
I really can't see out of these because one, they're not prescription, and I need to take them off. But those, those are not. Those look like some like Quavo stuff. I see Quavo.
Oh, do not look at your phone with these on.
Why?
I wonder if I can. That's it's bright.
All right. That's right. Over now.
That's
throw it all back in the box. Now I know what I have. I didn't know what I even had.
And we're also getting T-shirts made. I think still. I'm not.
I forgot that.
Jairus is on that. Jairus, should I just call him right now and ask him how?
He's with somebody.
He's with his future wife in Kansas City.
Abdul-Bear.
Abdul-Bear with his future wife.
First they build the bear,
then they build the baby.
Oh yeah.
Then Jairus disappears for 9 months.
right before. Oh my god. Oh my.
Don't cut that out.
I'm not cutting that out. I'm hereby now. I'm not.
We're quizzing to see if Jairus is listening to this because I want him to hear that without us telling him I said it.
I'm not cutting anything out anymore. What, you guys?
What do we have up next?
You've had to cut a lot out for Zach, actually.
Requested one thing. No, I'm going to pop this.
Last thing before we.
I'm going to put this up because I'm going to forget that Rock was going to tear up my hat.
Alright, you got a good fucking point about that. Last thing before we get to our questions that are submitted by you. Well, also, wait, no, because we have the... let's do that right now.
The holidays?
I mean, we'll talk about the... this is a tease for next week's episode. British athletes claim sex ghost is haunting their reality show. Huh. Stay tuned for next week. That's a tease right there, boys.
That is a tease. Next week's going to be... It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
But I've got something a little less hype than a sex ghost. They are... We're just going to go through the...
Sorry, I'm feeding my puppy.
What are they? Just a minor holiday?
Hold on one second. This is way too damn loud for you to talk
It's so
over.
Much louder than I thought it would be.
He's over here.
That's why he's growling at us. I'm going to let him out soon.
He's got to eat.
Let's let him terrorize the neighborhood. I mean, he's good at it.
This is his neighborhood.
Yeah, it's his neighborhood. He's pissed all over the yard.
Yes.
All right. Let's call it the days of the week.
All right.
Days of the week.
I'll just start with today, Saturday, March 6th.
Get the horn going or whatever. It's fucking cold.
I would abuse an air horn.
We need a megaphone.
We need a megaphone and an air horn for the parade. Just saying.
We can look into I think Jairus has one.
Jairus has a megaphone. He hid it from me this summer when we drink at his house because I'd always get it and I was way too loud, I guess.
Allegedly.
Legend.
All right, but today, National Oreo Cookie Day.
I didn't get a fucking Oreo cookie today.
Or actually, this is pretty fun too. National Frozen Food Day. You know how many pizza rolls have been consumed in this dwelling already?
A lot. Here's the thing. Okay, we're gonna go thing by thing. Did you eat an Oreo today, boys?
I did not, but
I did.
I have a question after this. Trav, did you?
You an Oreo?
Yep.
No.
Fuck. What is your guys' favorite Oreo flavor?
Regular.
You're not a double stuff kind of guy?
Nope, because I'm. I was just. Soak it in the milk and just eat it after that.
I do too, but like with the double stuffing.
No, I'm not big icing on that. I like the icing, but that's too much icing on it.
I'm confident enough to proudly state I like double stuffed Oreos.
Good for you, bud.
Thank you.
You know what?
Kegra.
Thank you for sharing.
They're fun.
No, what's your favorite Oreo, Bosa?
Whatever my mom buys.
That's a proven point there too. Because
I haven't bought Oreos since I started living by myself. I've been trying to not buy snacks because I know I will eat them.
Frozen food of choice. What do you get right now? I'm getting frozen chicken tenders.
Jack's frozen pizza.
I need to get an oven.
No, get Tony's. Are cheaper.
I need to get an oven in this bitch, dude.
Stuck on Jack's, dog. Be good.
So that's on Saturday or is that on Sunday?
That is today, Saturday.
Saturday. All right. Because just to let you know, if it's your first time listening, we record these on Saturday nights. So Sunday...
Sunday, March 7th, is National Cereal Day. I fucking love cereal.
I'm about to eat some cereal tomorrow. I'm eating cereal tomorrow.
What's your go-to?
Right now, it's in the house, is Frosted Flakes. But I also like mixing Frosted Flakes with Cheerios. Oh my gosh. You need to try it if you haven't had that.
Don't really eat cereal much. How about I've had cereal in like 2 years?
But then again, I love milk, so I just... Anything.
You see, I only really...
Yeah, we got over to the bar last night. I started drinking milk, and everybody was like, Travis, you really shouldn't do that.
That was playing fire.
I said you shouldn't, but then again, I said you should, because that's really good chocolate milk from Chateau.
It is. My go-to, it's the, like, Special K strawberry and, like, it's like
regular,
Frosted
what
Flakes.
What about regular K?
No. I don't get out of bed unless it's Special K. That or Cookie
You
Crisp.
Leave Special K around the house, that's bound to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Captain Crunch is obviously a good go-to favorite.
Not a big
fan. I used to eat peanut butter Captain Crunch a lot, actually.
I don't like peanut butter Captain Crunch. That's like, that's too much, I feel like. Then, like, I mean, I drink the milk after. I don't know if you guys are animals and don't.
I do.
I drink the milk out of the, like, if I, like, milk left in the bowl, I drink it.
You know what cereal I loved as a kid, can't eat now? Fruity and Cocoa Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles or not? Not fruity, pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles. Like, they're good. They're really good, but they get soggy so quick.
That happened with me with Apple Jacks. Used to eat them a lot as a kid. And then, like, I try to eat them now. It's like, no, I can't. And Trix. I'm not a big Trix guy.
I was never a big Trix guy.
Silly Wabbit. Twix are for kids.
You know what's held up, though? Lucky Charms. I'd argue more marshmallows have been added since I've been an adult.
And they usually take them out. That's what they usually do when you get older. They take out the good stuff.
I know when I was a kid, I would just pick out the marshmallows and not eat the cereal. But I've grown past that somewhat.
You know what? Thank you for sharing. Good for you, bud.
Hell yeah. Anything to put in next day?
Let's go to Monday.
Yeah, I don't. So I don't really eat cereal. I don't much input on that.
I don't really.
Rocco's being too quiet. It's making me nervous.
He's good.
He better be, damn it.
He's March 8th, Monday, is National Be Nasty Day.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
It's exactly what it sounds like. That
I don't ever get nasty on Mondays.
I'll have to hit up my my future wife, I guess.
But there's another one, actually, which I'm sure Trav will be a fan of. It's International Women's Day.
Oh, fuck.
And it has in parentheses.
Why do you have to tie that to me? I'll be a fan of it. Kramer's done cutting stuff. I'll shut up.
Yes, I am done cutting
it stuff. It says working in quotes. So if you work with a woman in the workplace, shout them out or something.
Oh, I'm definitely doing that then Monday.
Oh, yeah. Tell Ed I said what up.
Yeah. I'm like, Ed, happy. No. That's cool, Lou.
Yeah, good.
Good recognition.
Good.
Tuesday, March 9th, National Barbie Day. Never really had Barbies.
I had wrestlers.
Period.
The WWF.
Same thing.
Not Barbies. Those are action figures, bud.
Same thing.
No, not. Barbies are stiff. They're like this. You can only do this. But fucking action figures, you can, like, bend the joints and shit.
All right, who wins right now? You're, like, 1/16th size Rey Mysterio action figure or a Barbie with the Barbie Super Dream Jet?
Oh, I'm taking Rey Mysterio every single fucking time.
There's no way he takes down a plane like that.
This is such a stupid conversation.
Exactly. Let's skip on. March 10th. Already lost the day, I think Wednesday.
Yes.
International Day of Awesomeness. And
oh, we're going to be great that day.
I'm
International Day of Awesomeness.
It's also National Middle Name Pride Day. So you got a middle name, have some pride in it.
I fucking hate my middle name. If you're fucking listening to it right now, you know who I'm fucking talking about. I hate my fucking middle name.
It's Jerome.
Oh, if he's listening right now, I could care less. I fucking hate it.
Is your middle name Jerome?
No, it's Harlan. It's a piece of shit. Okay. I fucking hate it.
I thought I got it right there.
Yeah, because
my middle name is Thomas. It's I. Aaron, what's your middle name?
Aaron.
If you fuckers call me Harlan on that day, I'll be pissed. I won't talk to you at all.
All right.
I'm going to call you Harlow instead.
I'm going to call you Jerome. March 11th, Popcorn Lovers Day. This one's for Trav. Worship of Tools Day.
Worship of Tools?
I've seen the way you've been looking at that power saw.
It sounds like I could get a little bit.
Wait, what was it beforehand?
Popcorn Lovers Day, right here.
What's your, popcorn of choice, what are you getting? Because there was one time we were driving around, like, your truck one night. Smashed a full caramel bag of popcorn.
I actually remember that night. I was so pissed. I was like, why do you have popcorn?
Dude, it was so good.
Those big ass bags of the white cheddar popcorn or the buttered popcorn. Any of the, like, I like any popcorn, really. That's not like candy popcorn, like caramel. Like, I can have some of that, but I can eat
caramel popcorn is so good.
An embarrassing amount of just normal popcorn. And there are no calories.
Well, I mean, there is.
Nah.
From the powder, but nah. I mean.
March 12th. Travis has exited the stage to find
Travis getting his dog. He's going batshit crazy on people right now. So it's...
This one's kind of... It's National Girl Scouts Day for March 12th, which is a Friday. So let's kind of go off that.
It's Friday!
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie flavor?
Tim.
The short...
What are the ones?
That have like the you don't have them anymore. The thank you Girl Scout cookies, the shortbread ones. They have the...
thanks a lot, whatever.
Yeah, thanks a lot. They have, like, the cookie on top and the chocolate that's out around it. Put those in the fridge or the freezer. They taste 10 times
better. I was
about
to ask what those are called. Those are my favorite, too. Thin Mint, close second. Third, surprisingly, the lemon ones.
Yeah, lemons are not bad. I'm not a big fan, but those, thanks a lot. Because they used to have animals on it. They used to have, like, the
ones I remember, they're like circles. And they're just shortbread and the chocolate.
Yep.
So fucking good.
Those are the best. Put them, hey, next time you get them, if you get them, put them in the freezer. And then eat them that way. So good, I promise.
Kramer, I don't have self-control. I eat the whole box before I can, like, seal it again.
Yeah, Devin's the Otter does Girl Scout cookies. So
does he?
He was bringing them to work all the time and shit. Like, I remember Ed would get, like, shortbreads or whatever, and he'd get, like, 2 packs of them, and he'd just, like, eat them at work before he'd get home. Like, that was the move.
Free advertising. Hey! I love how Rocco's open the door and just come popping on in.
This last day, March 13th, Saturday, obviously.
Snake Saturday,
parade day. It's a big day for us all, but you know what it is?
What is it, bud?
International Fanny Pack Day.
Oh, man, my God.
Badass.
I need to borrow one of your fanny packs.
I've got many. I've got many. Good. Anyone needs one, I got you.
Appreciate you. That's what I appreciate about you.
Is that what you appreciate about me?
Yes, sir. Them and those swimmer's legs you got there. Dude, you honestly, you get to the gym, you can probably put on some. You can probably get yoked real easily.
I'll be the strongest guy in St. Joe.
No, I'm not bullshitting you here, bud. You could.
I just don't want to be the main.
You could be a tiny, tiny twink to a.
I'm just afraid of all the attention I'll get. Like, what if someone wants me to do bodybuilding and they try to sign me?
I mean, no one's ever gotten to me that. But then again, I'm also pudgy and.
Kramer, that's good. Your last gym partner left you to pursue bodybuilding.
It's true, he did.
And. Simpy.
He's really good at the simpy.
Very, very. He's mashing it. Very good.
But I'm out of the days. Check back in next week for more weird-ass holidays.
All right, let's go to questions, boys.
I didn't have any, but I...
Let's go with mine real quick. Most
I got a few. I think a couple of them are actually pretty good.
I'm going to shout them out right now. Cam Kurtz, he asked, who's winning in a fight? A tiger or a lion, but they are both males.
Tiger. Male lions are basically just for show. They're like glamour muscles.
No,
like
lions the, got the roar, though.
No, they but, yeah, they got a roar. That's all the they female need. Lions are the ones that do all the hunting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So I'm taking a tiger, then.
Yeah, same.
Lion wins.
Tiger.
They have the roar.
He also said, what about a kangaroo versus an ostrich? This could be interesting, because ostriches... I feel like they could...
No, they actually are really mean.
Yes. Like, they... I bet you... I mean, they don't have any arms, but, like...
That's a weird fight.
Do you guys not realize how fucking jacked a kangaroo
is? I think a kangaroo kicks... Kangaroo kicks a lot of antler animals.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's that, though. So, ostriches, I feel like, could somehow fuck something up. I'm taking the underdog on this.
If an ostrich had some of those little, like, fucking...
But they have fucking claws, like in...
If an ostrich had one of those little things they put on the roosters that they make fight so they can cut them deeper, maybe an ostrich gets a lucky shot, but a kangaroo just fuck up
what
an
type
ostrich.
Of kangaroo? Are you looking at the kangaroo that had that, was grabbing that one dog and kicking it, and that one dog came over and just punched it?
That was wild.
That kangaroo was yoked, but still.
That's how they all look.
Yeah, no.
That's what kangaroos look like.
All muscle?
Yes. That one wasn't yoked. That's just a kangaroo.
Do all kangaroos have pouches?
Yeah.
I'm actually not sure.
Why does it
matter? Do male kangaroos have pouches? Why would they?
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do.
Because I think female ones have it in the, like, nipples in there.
Because females, yeah, the females have it because they carry the babies in there and they feed in there, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, I don't see why a male...
Well, I mean, we have nipples. We have nipples.
It's true.
Do male kangaroos have nipples?
We have nipples for aesthetic, though.
Yeah, free the nipple.
Oh, I do. My nips. They're movie star nips.
Mine look like milk duds.
Dude. I do all kangaroos, and it says half pouches.
That's a really good question.
Only female kangaroos have pouches because they do the child rearing. So male kangaroos have no need for a pouch as they can't produce milk.
That's evolution, bitch.
Evolution.
Science, bitch.
Shut up, science, bitch.
Shut up, science, bitch. Hold on, one second. Put a little info in it. I think that might be the questions I got via Snapchat chat because not many people don't understand how to use YOLO. Going over to YOLO now.
I sent you one on YOLO, I believe.
That's probably the only one I got on YOLO as well. Is Jay going to do a Stone Cold Steve Austin on the parade float?
Nope, not me.
Jay?
I think he could, but we can't drink on the parade float. That's the thing.
He can do it with a root beer. Or Pib. Jay loves Pib.
Jay loves Pib. He could probably do it with Pib.
That's disgusting.
And if you guys don't know what Stone Cold
Steve Austin is, disgusting stuff, to think about.
You get two cans, and one in one hand, one in the other, and you just splash them together, make them crunch, put down the gullet.
Then he does it, and he goes, I hate beer, every time.
He does do that.
And he's not going to do that because he does not like beer at all. Those are the ones I believe I have.
T-Grove, your time to shine.
If you were to get super drunk, and if there's alcohol in your pee, could you drink your piss to stay drunk? This is what meth heads do. They boil their piss to get the meth out of their piss. This is what meth heads do. You drink your piss to stay drunk if you were drunk.
I mean, isn't there alcohol in your piss?
I mean,
technically there is.
There should be, right?
So could you get drunk off piss then?
I mean, I'd assume.
If there's alcohol in your piss when you drink it, yeah, you can get drunk. But so, like, will the alcohol?
I mean, honestly, you bitch about having to spend money at the bar all the time. I'll just start pissing. You drink my piss. You drink for free.
You'd literally be getting drunk in his wake.
Yeah,
I mean, you're not wrong about that.
Next question, please.
I mean, would you do it though? If you were to...
I would just go buy another beer.
Yeah, I'm going to buy another beer, but would you try drinking your own piss?
Oh.
Interesting.
I'm actually going to reply to this one and put it on my story.
I mean, it's
say, this is a wild question. I'm going to try to start doing that. I'm going to try to start replying to some of them. The ones I really like.
That's a good
one. I'm going to reply to this one, too. But I'm going to tell you after what it is. Did Kramer get any action this weekend? The answer is yes.
That's not even mine.
Let me mix them up a little bit. How goes prepping for the parade?
That's mine. It is meant to light a fire under our asses.
It's not going good.
It ain't.
Oh, no. Hold on. To be honest, we have everything we need to put together.
I think, I mean...
We need to put it together.
Honestly, a couple hours would go a very long way.
Well, alright. The only days, realistically, we have to do this are Monday, Wednesday... and Friday.
Daylight's going to be a problem, too.
That, too. Because
we got a basement. We can just
Taco Tuesday.
That's actually true. Yeah, and I got to get tacos on Taco Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. You can get the tacos, bring them here.
Yeah, actually, that's true. I could probably just back the trailer into the garage and we just work on it in the garage. Probably.
Exactly. We'll start tomorrow.
Let me talk with the trailer owner.
You should have already done that last week.
I forgot.
You also forgot the extender that one time. And yeah, I told you to do it on the first day, but oh, no, I forgot.
I forgot. All right. Who is Jerison Casey with? His future wife.
His future wife.
His current wife.
Oh, yeah, right. His current wife.
Eggs scrambled or fried? I like scrambled eggs.
Scrambled.
Or over easy.
Scrambled unless it's from Cracker Barrel. They'll fuck your shit.
I mean, I kind of like hard-boiled eggs, too.
That's disgusting.
That's not a breakfast food.
Yeah, it is. It's a breakfast. No, yeah, it is. You guys, I mean, scrambled eggs. I do like a fried egg.
Sandwich, I don't mind fried egg.
Huh?
I like Fridays.
Oh, no, I like Fridays on a sandwich.
Yeah.
Or a good burger with an egg on it. I love that.
Yeah, no, I'd make the best fried eggs. I'll tell you. Once you get an oven here, I'll make you guys fried eggs. I promise you.
I have a microwave.
No,
If you make really good fried eggs, you can make a good fried egg in the microwave.
Yeah. I know you can. Yeah, but still, but I'm more of a skillet guy.
How often do you clean the skillet? Are you one of those people who's like, you're not supposed to clean it? Because I scrub that bitch with soap every time after using it.
I mean, I'll use it, and then I'll clean it, and then I'll use it again. And that, like, if I'm making multiple in one day, I'm not cleaning it right after the one's done.
But I'm just fucking with you. I don't have a skillet.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I can't. I don't cook.
Trap don't cook, he don't clean.
Let me tell you how I got this. Don't be swallowing me, drip that salmon. Y'all ever break a tooth or a bone? What's the story?
Fractured my right knee, my left ankle, trying to... play soccer. Trying. Actually, no, I wasn't even trying to play soccer. I was trying to do the fucking practices in the summer to get ready for soccer. Because I guess if you don't do anything for like 8 months and you have to like run a few miles every practice, your bones hurt.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
My bones hurt, so I didn't actually play.
I've broken numerous amount of toes. My wrist was fucked up here recently. I broke my tibia because of a knee-on-knee accident going playing basketball back in middle school. My wrist has been fucked up so many times. Broke my nose, concussions, multiple. I have 3 documented concussions, but I think I've had 5 or 6 total.
Can't remember.
Fuck, can't remember.
Fuck.
Well, I mean, we kind of talked about this previously. I raced 4-wheelers cross-country growing up. So, I've broke my right thumb.
What Travis is saying is he fucks.
I broke my left foot playing basketball. I've bruised at least 6 ribs, cracked a couple racing or riding, practicing, whichever it may have been. I broke my right thumb twice. I have a hairline fracture in my elbow that never healed fully and nerve damage. I have scar tissue damage on my left knee as well. I've broke my right arm and my right wrist, and I've broke my right thumb as well. I've broke multiple fingers. I've probably had concussions too, because helmets, the rule of thumb is if your helmet is visibly cracked or paint is peeled, you should probably go to the doctor. I ain't going to the doctor. But, I mean, you raced growing up. I mean, I mean, a lot of like little nagging injuries, but I had a few big ones as well. I mean, I was pretty fortunate too. I mean, a lot of people, I've seen people get helicopter.
You've seen some shit.
I mean,
shit.
My brother, I mean, I was probably 8 or 9, but I remember, which I mean, I don't know how much a lot of these people know about motocross or cross, whatever type of racing, but like a 75-foot tabletop. So it's just a jump, 75-foot gap.
Yeah.
That's my brother jumped one and over jumped it, flat landed, broke the frame. Broke the pegs off the quad. Actually,
how was his fucking pelvis on that?
Actually, shattered his heel. Because when he hit, his heel took all the impact. And he didn't get helicoptered out. But they had to cut his pants off. They cut his boot off. He has a plate and I think 4 screws in his foot.
You were just slinging dong while you're just out.
Dude, they have to. Because they can't do it. And I mean, like, I don't know how much you know. But like, 4-wheeler boots up to like pretty much your knee. And they buckle through and they're very tight. Well, obviously, they're a comfort thing. No, they're not a comfort thing. They're a safety thing. Yeah. So, like, your ankle isn't free. Like, they're pretty stiff. And that had to be cut off because, obviously, his foot would start to swell from that. And then it got to be a problem where his foot had nowhere to go with the blood rushing to it. But, yeah, I never had an injury that big.
It's like he kept his foot.
I mean, I remember being, I was 13. And I remember being at a race in Iowa, coming through a field. And I was kind of washed out on the edge. It was almost like a access road type of deal. It was just connecting timber together and coming through. And I remember watching the kid kind of, he got his tire on the rut when he did. Because it was, I mean, they're deep. And we're going through the field. And we're on 90s at this point. I mean, I would say a pinned out in 90s probably running on dirt, 35 to 40. And I would say we were probably pinned out. And he gets his front tire and it just washes and flips. And I know it cut his jaw. They brought him a helicopter and carted him out. God. He, and 13-year-old kid. I mean, it is very sad.
Luckily, nothing like you, like nothing like
that. That kid ended up being fine at the end of the day.
It's just scary.
He was fine. But I mean, I would say, like, I mean, I always use proper safety. I always wear neck braces.
My medical bill is fine. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I mean, it, but I know another guy. Well, I'm not going to say his name because it doesn't matter. No one's going to know him anyways. But he was racing 4-wheel drives. He's older. He's a veteran, really, really good stand-up guy. He was about 50, and he rolled in the field, and they thought he was going to die. And he ended up racing 2 years after that. He was fully healthy, which is kind of a cool little deal to see. But
yeah,
there's, I mean, it's kind of a cool
community. Well, kind of like a comeback story type thing.
Yeah, kind of cool.
I enjoy that.
I mean, really, really kind of a cool community. A lot of people. That's like one of the. It's almost like a really a forgotten sport. I mean, it's kind of a cool little community. It's not huge, but it's a really good family. Orientated, and it's a good deal.
All right, on the next question.
Do I have another question? Ooh, I do. If you only had $1, how would you turn that into $1,000,000?
I'd probably just get a fucking job and not worry about the dollar.
And could you just invest into it? Like, put a dollar, like, I mean, but you're gambling because the stock market right now sucks ass. So it's like...
Everyone knew the stock market was going to do this.
Yeah, but I should have got out when it was the right time, but now I'm just wasting.
I got out at the right time because I was lucky. I only got $30 out of it, but doubled what I put in.
I'm actually in the hole by like $20 right now.
I know how to do this. Take that dollar, go get 100 pennies. Smelt the pennies down straight. Dissipate the copper from the zinc.
Okay.
You then sell the copper because a penny has 2 cents worth of copper in it.
Okay.
Now you have $2. You get $2, you get more pennies. Then you get to you have enough money.
So what you're doing is you're cheating the system.
Well, this is highly illegal.
Well, yeah.
And because you're destroying currency. And then you eventually get to the point
allegedly
where say you have enough money to actually make a true investment.
And then there are no more pennies left in America.
Well, yeah, and then you end up selling, making all
the
pennies.
But here's the thing, too. But aren't the pennies, they're trying to, aren't they trying to bring the penny back or like something? Because
they've quit printing pennies.
Yeah.
There's so many pennies.
They quit making them.
Yeah, there's so many.
Because most countries don't have change like that.
No, they literally just round up.
Like, a lot of them just round it. Like, I think, like, does Canada even have change?
They got the wheat.
Canada?
They have wheat.
But a lot of the... No.
Canada has, like, loonies or some shit.
Yeah, but they do it differently. A lot of them do. Like, they don't even, like... There's no coins in a lot of countries.
Well, I don't understand at times, like, how the U.S. dollar is a lot... is worth a lot more, or, like, somewhere else.
Because we're the best economy. It's exchange rate. Our money's worth the most.
I do not understand that at all.
It's politics. No, it's economy.
Because
how's our economy good? How's our economy good?
You don't necessarily have to have a good economy, just to have a better economy than everybody else. It's all about GDP. We have very good GDP.
So it's politics.
No, I mean, it's...
Isn't.
Politics. It's basically a graph. I mean, it's really all it is.
So you can... It's kind of like watching...
It's all about... You can have as much debt or as much of whatever you want as long as your GDP grows to accommodate that debt. It's no different than, say I make $20,000 a year and I buy a $5,000 house. Well, if I make $40,000 a year and buy a $10,000 house, I'm still equally as in debt and wealthy as the next person.
Because of the...
It's basically a ratio or a percentage.
Okay.
So then it would be a situation where, say, your debt increases by 2%, but your GDP increases by 3.5% in a year. Well, you're actually more wealthy as a country than you were when you began.
Interesting.
I mean, that's just how it works. And then your value of your dollar will fluctuate with this. By percent of the country doing, which is not, there's some lag and shit to it. It's not 100% right.
You know what I would do with that dollar though? Buy a pack of baseball cards. Hopefully, I get the right one.
Just hope.
Let's hope I get the right one.
And then when you don't, you can put them in your bicycle wheels.
Exactly. You can ride on off. All right, boys. Do we have anything else for this podcast?
I would spend that dollar. I'm not gonna say that.
At some point, I'll get $1,000,000 by just those baseball cards.
Let's spend that dollar and then I just whore my body out to make money and eventually make $1,000,000.
That's good.
Start banging old ladies.
If you want a sticker, let us know. We'll figure something out that way. We got them. They're badass. Like, I'm about to put one on my laptop after this.
They're really fucking dope.
Boys, we got to fucking build a...
we got to build a float. So you guys may see it on the 13th International Fanny Pack.
I would love to see other people's floats.
Oh, dude, we're gonna be like the worst float out there.
No.
I guess the Mawila guys, all they do is drive in those little tiny cars.
I don't ever really go to this either, so I don't even know.
I've never been to the St. Patrick's Day Parade. I was talking to my mom about it. She's like, I've never been to St. Patrick's Day Parade because it's not like stuff I celebrate because I don't drink. I'm like, I respect it. I do.
Hope my
but
parents
my mom,
aren't
my mom's
there.
Gonna be there though. My mom will be there.
I don't want my parents to see me there. They're gonna be very disappointed in me.
Why? You're gonna look dynamite
when I'm pissed drunk at 11 a.m.
Oh, not that we're gonna drink on the float.
We're not drinking on the float. We're not drinking on the float.
We will be pregame.
I actually don't think I'm gonna drink stuff on the float.
Yeah, no, because I couldn't drink beforehand and then try to walk that. Or even ride in the back seat of a truck, or even on the trailer, because I feel like, I mean, if I'm sitting on our couch that we're going to put on there, which is going to be quite badass, if we may say. But still. Alright, I'm doing here. Not Fast, Just Furious.
On all streaming platforms.
Love you guys.
Later.